The macrocosm of the 2018 Winter Olympics meets the microcosm of the universal coherence in our hearts, applying what we learned about the heart-brain to be champions in healing and wholeness. The closing ceremony of the 2018 Winter Olympics brought with it a final demonstration that with focus and commitment to a higher cause and a shared goal, anything is possible. Just as athletes continue to break impossible records and awe the world with what feats the human body can achieve, so did the infectious spreading of the heartwarming idea that unification and peace among a divided country could be attained. Although the start of the games began with apprehension, it proceeded with a historical display of hope. The concern for safety relating to the ongoing tensions of the missile crisis between North and South Korea transformed into a demonstration of a merger between the two. With the pressure of several countries threatening to skip the games unless security was assured, communication for the first time in years took place between the Koreas and ended with a promise for further conversation. This story coincided with the ideals, symbolism, and morals of the Olympic Games and transcended its participants. If heeded, it can set the stage for nations. There is a saying, what happens in the microcosm can occur in the microcosm. There is a lot of history to this, but in simplistic terms, it means that the human being cannot be separated from the outside world. It is influenced, and its state reflected by, what happens surrounding it. I provided a link for you scholars out there who want to know more on this concept. It is now time for the series of articles that I've written for a lesser exhilarating celebration, American Heart Month, to come to a close. I would like to suggest what we witnessed as a touching and heartwarming in the Olympics on a global level could be achieved on a smaller, localized scale. By incorporating how to be more in touch with our heart brain, we may be able to transform ourselves, creating a ripple effect out into our local universe. This could create waves of necessary and transformational changes for all nations. The heart of the Olympics. This international sporting event that is divided into winter and summer competitions is a time when the greatest athletes of each nation come together to compete. The participants' desire to win is on a scale of magnitude most mere mortals cannot imagine. After years of commitment, sacrifice, dedication, extreme work ethic, and pride for their country, it's time to find out who can earn something beyond the title of, quote, national champion. The world watches in wonderment to find out who among this group of perfection in the human body, in all authenticity, is the best in the world. Whereas in the modern world, it can appear that brute force and offense may win, unfair play and dishonest competition is met with apathy, disappointment, and is not tolerated in the Olympic Games. The players are ideally taught to respect their competitors' talents and abilities. The ends does not justify the means. You can almost hear the disappointed sighs from audience across the continents when it is found out that an athlete had used doping to obtain unfair advantage. The world is disgusted, and it was deprived of a truly discovering the genuine leader of a game amongst all the nations in the world. Similarly, when misunderstandings occur among groups, separation, retaliation, unfair play, and disharmony can occur when every nation comes together to exhibit their athletes as Citius Elitis Vorcus. This is the Olympic model in Latin for faster, higher, stronger. This year was no different. Controversy and attempts at retaliation from Russia relating to their ability to compete occurred. Regardless of any attempts to steal thunder from the flame of promise of a newly unified nation, it was unable to taint the symbolism and creed that the Olympics represent. The ideas and the feelings of those who witnessed the awe of their country's amplified prowess were still expressed by the Olympic credo. The most important thing in the Olympic Games is not to win, but to take part. Just as the most important thing in life is not to triumph, but to struggle. The essential thing is not to have conquered, but to have fought well. These are the ideals, yet it is known that sometimes hunger for fame and greed can take over a greater vision. The good news is humans have devised codes, ethics, and principles which are meant to keep human desires in check and protect their members and their nations from falling into disharmony and eventual disintegration. I've provided some experts from various sources on what the Olympics symbolizes and the fundamental principles of implism. Imagine if all the world's nations' leaders considered these for their citizens every day. For example, the Olympic movement uses symbols to represent the ideals embodied in the Olympic Charter. The Olympic symbol, better known as the Olympic rings, consists of five intertwined rings and represents the unity of the five inhabited continents, Africa, America, Asia, Australia, and Europe. The colored version of the rings, blue, yellow, black, green, and red, over a white field forms the Olympic flag. These colors were chosen because every nation had at least one of them on its national flag. The Olympic symbol expresses the activity of the Olympic movement and represents the union of five continents in the meeting of athletes from throughout the world at the Olympic Games. The fundamental principles of Olympism, as written by the Olympic Charter. First, Olympism is a philosophy of life exalting and combining in a balanced whole the qualities of body, will, and mind. Blending sport with culture and education, Olympism seeks to create a way of life based on the joy of effort, the educational values of good example, social responsibility, and respect for universal fundamental ethical principles. The goal of Olympism is to take sport at the service of the harmonious development of humankind with a view to promoting a peaceful society concerned with the preservation of human dignity. Three, the Olympic movement is the concerted, organized, universal, and permanent action carried out under the supreme authority of the IOC of all individuals and entities who are inspired by the values of Olympism. It covers the five continents. It reaches its peak with the bringing together of the world's athletes at the greatest sports festival, the Olympic Games. Its symbols is five interlaced rings. The practice of sport is a human right. Every individual must have the possibility of practicing sport without discrimination of any kind, and in the Olympic spirit, which requires multiple understanding with a spirit of friendship, solidarity, and fair play. Recognizing that sport occurs within the framework of society, sports organizations within the Olympic movement shall have the rights and obligations of autonomy, which include freely establishing and controlling the rules of the sport, determining the structure and governance of their organizations, enjoying the right of elections free from any outside influence, and the responsibility for ensuring that principles of good governance can be applied. Six, the enjoyment of the rights and freedoms set forth in the Olympic Charter shall be secured without discrimination of any kind, such as race, color, sex, sexual orientation, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Balancing the Olympic movement requires compliance with the Olympic Charter and recognition by the IOC. Taking care of our heart's microcosm for a better macrocosm, applying what we've learned. I would not dare to proclaim I have the answer to society's divisions and political controversies. As a researcher, science lover, and clinician, I do know that love is medicine. I also am aware that the heart sets the stage for coherence in the individual. This spreads to better emotional intelligence, for better relationships, and flows into the potential for a more humanistic and understanding society. Recently, I provided a summary list of the topics I covered throughout this month. I discussed integrating the mind-body with personalized medicine for every individual in order to achieve the best outcomes for cardiovascular and whole-body health. The outside world could change for the better as each person's perspectives are broadened. Starting with applying what we've learned on integrative heart health as individuals, we can become more coherent, heart-healthy, and in alignment with our true selves, values, emotions, and social connections and communities. With the understanding of mind-body coherence, hormones and emotions are brought into balance, nurturing relationships are prioritized over conflict-seeking behaviors, and your heart and brain have the nutrients they need for optimal functioning and more life-giving choices. The beneficial impact that results as we transform our emotional hearts and grow stronger in our bodies could create more cohesive daily interactions that would spread to all we meet. If we change our reactions, the receiver's responses would also change. This could ultimately lead to a population that is able to communicate through their differences, learn from these differences, and unify for the greater good of all its people. I hope you can use some of the tools listed and apply them in your life. If this is spread from family to family and we taught each other how to care for our hearts in a broad and integrative way, what would occur? One can only dream of the possibilities. So, for the next step, please click on the link I provided to get the five main summary points and learn about the importance of integrative support relating to these heart-centered tools right now. Read and apply the applications. Find what method works for you to transform your life. Start your ripple of transformation today. I'll also review how essential oils can support with every aspect of this change and brain-heart link. If you want more information on how to start your essential oils journey and be guided with me and my Breakfree Medicine team, please see the information about learning more about essential oils and joining my team on the blog. My heartfelt and best blessings go to you and all of your family and loved ones.